Welcome to another episode of Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve down any rabbit hole, no matter how deep. The podcast for everything nerdy and geeky. I am Jeremy Collier.
And I'm Elliot Lee. And today we are going to talk about how we wish we were still Toys R Us kids, because growing up kind of sucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of aspects of growing up that really does suck. Although, you know, I don't think this is all going to all be a negative episode. I think we can both agree there are some really nice aspects of being an adult, too.
And there are a few nice things, but there are a lot of things I kind of miss.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of that, this last week mainly, I started my new job a couple weeks ago, but this week was the first real week, and I've been working with a lot of five-year-olds, and it's an interesting dynamic seeing the way they think and the things they do and the way they act. Because, you know, I've been around teenagers a lot in my life. I've been around even preteens, but not the young ones like that. Except for, you know, nieces and nephews, or my niece and my two nephews are getting there. But no, it's really interesting dynamic. So this is your topic, Elliot. Where do you want to go with it?
Well, I mean, you know, part of it that came up for me was how school's starting up for me in a month, and I'm kind of dreading the whole new, like, fresh wave of fresh out of high school kids that just...
I experienced, you know, because I'm in school again, too, and I experienced one of your... the things you were talking about a while back. I don't know if we ever talked about it on the podcast or if it was something me and you talked about off the podcast, but it was just the way they act to the teacher. So I'm like sitting there, and the teacher starts talking, and I shut up, you know, I'm done, and I pay attention. But the whole back of the room was just like kept talking and talking, and it's just like,
you see, that's the thing. My first quarter at Foothill, It wasn't the back. It was the front. The teacher
worse.
Was standing like 4 feet away from them, and they were just blatantly talking over her.
Yeah, that's even worse.
I'm just like, are you serious? Because, yeah. I mean, wow, okay.
Yeah, and the other thing is, although I've only noticed it very... I will admit, I have a pretty good class. It's a very... specialized class. It's a craft of fiction writing, so it's not like a class that just anyone's going to take. It's not general ed, but at the same time, it's still a lot of young people. And I've noticed a cell phone thing too. But oddly enough, it was the older woman, much older than me. I don't know how old she is. That has been the problem so far.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Now she might have a reason. Maybe she has, you know, she has to keep track of her family. I don't know. But I sat next to her yesterday, and I will not make that mistake again. Not that she's a bad person or anything, but...
she sounds like a bad person.
But basically, she has a hard time paying attention. Again, I don't know why. I don't know if it was like she wasn't paying attention because of something going on, but she was on her phone a lot.
Well, is she at the age where she just kind of ran out of fucks to give and just...
No, I mean, I feel like
what she... What comes down to, just not enough fucks.
I feel like she wouldn't be there if that was the case. But I don't know. But yeah, no, at one point, she's just like... The teacher's like explaining the next assignment that we're in class assignment. It's not even like something we're supposed to do for homework. This is like the thing we're about to do in like 2 minutes. And she's scrolling... And I was close enough to her where I seen what she was doing on her phone. And she's just like scrolling through like web pages. It's not even like she's on text messages or anything. She's just scrolling through web pages, reading stuff. And then, you know, as soon as we all start doing stuff, she goes, "Oh, so we're supposed to analyze that?" And it's like, no, not at all. Mm. and she was like, "Oh, are we supposed to do the same thing we did earlier?" And it's like, no, that was like an hour ago. We've changed. Not only have we changed topics and subjects and everything, but I don't know. But yeah, a few other people have slightly abused the cell phone, because the teacher's pretty cool about it. She goes, unless it becomes an issue, I'm not going to say no cell phones or no computers. I use my laptop in there, so I hope it doesn't get to that point.
Well, this kind of went a little backwards. You know, I was talking about how growing up sucks, and now we're talking about how, well, I guess I was talking about how kids suck, and you're talking about this one older woman.
Okay, no,
so I don't know. Everyone, people just suck.
I was gonna say people suck. But yeah, let's get back on topic. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said about being young, and what changes when you become an adult. I mean, and not only an adult. I think something that's actually come up in my own life recently is the difference from when I was 20 and the difference now that I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've gone through this yet, and I think that people, I think everyone goes through it at a different time in their life. But I had this huge realization, and actually it was just last night, that I'm not, I mean, I'm so different than I was, even 5 years ago. I'd even say 25 to 30. And yeah, there's a lot that I realized, like, that has changed. And yeah, I mean, I'm having a hard time saying this, but like how to say it. Not I'm having a hard time saying it. It's not a hard subject to talk about.
Words are hard.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's kind of like the responsibility that has changed over the last 5 years, even though it's the same responsibility for me. It's on my mind constantly. It's a part of my life, as where 5 years ago, I could turn off all my responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when I, you know, kind of look at things, I don't really consider myself having been an adult until I was about 25 or 26. You know, I look back to when I was like 20, 22, 23, all around there. I feel I was still a kid then.
Well, that's a good point. And isn't that also when your brain stops developing?
It's supposedly around 25. And yeah. I think right around 25 is when I decided, like, I need to start kind of getting my shit together.
Yep,
so the nice thing about, you know, being a kid and not growing up, you don't really care. It's kind of nice to just have that kind of carefree attitude. Like, because that's kind of what's usually associated with youth. It's, you know, being very carefree, not having a whole lot of worries.
Yeah.
And now it's just, man, everything sucks. And even if stressful.
Even if you do care about something and it goes wrong, you just like, oh well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a little easier to shrug off. You're not as invested into it versus, you know, like, for example, if writing doesn't pan out for you, you know, you have a bachelor's degree in it and, you know, you're planning to go further and, you know, get a master's. So if it doesn't work out for you, that's a lot of, you know, time that you invested that didn't get you anywhere. And I'm in the same boat.
Yeah,
I'm going for the computer science degree, and as it stands right now, I'm probably not going to get it until I'm about 35. And if it ends up not working out for me, I'm 35 and I need to come up with a new plan.
Well, the good thing is you can always be a teacher.
I guess. I mean, that there is a lot of different things I could teach, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's the yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying, though. And the more you compound onto your life, the more things that need to fit right, or else it can go all bad. You know what I mean? You can put in so I remember when I was young, and I never had backup plans to any of my plans when I was in high school, middle school, you know? I was always like, I have a plan. And then if it didn't go right, then it was like, oh well, and I go to the next.
Think of a new plan.
Yeah, but now it's like I have to have a plan, a backup plan, a backup plan for my backup plan, and I have to make sure, you know, I have to. I mean, you could see this as sucking, but also it's a good thing. But like, I plan 20 years in ahead of time right now. You know, I've been doing a lot of like life goal planning over the last year. And you know, you don't have to think about that stuff when you're young.
And that's the thing, I don't want to think about it now. I don't want to have the next 20 years, you know, kind of not necessarily mapped out, but have a rough idea of where I'm going. I want there to be some surprise. I guess because the large reason behind it is any kind of realistic plan I come up with just feels so underwhelming.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's so mediocre. It's just so, It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that's kind of cool. Oh yeah, hopefully, you know, I'll get my degree. Hopefully, I'll find a good job. Hopefully, I'll meet someone and, you know, get married, have a couple kids, and it's just like,
man,
that's nothing special. That's what most people do.
Yeah, and I think that that's a good. I think that maybe this is a good time that we're actually recording this episode because we are in two different places, even though we're the same age. We're in two different places, and I think that that is mainly because, in this mentality, you're a couple years behind me.
Well, right. I didn't just have my 11-year anniversary yesterday.
Well, I don't even mean relationship wise. I'm actually thinking more.
But that, I'm pretty sure that makes a pretty significant difference.
Oh yeah.
Regardless
yeah.
of it being the relationship, just the yeah. fact that there is someone else in your life that you have to, you know, take into account whenever you make a decision.
That's a good point because that actually is what drives me more than anything else.
Yeah, I can really do whatever and it really doesn't affect anyone. It's more of how is this going to affect me?
Yeah. I was specific. You're right, though. It is a big impact. I was specifically talking about more education and career because I look at, you know, you're like saying, you know, you're around 25, 26 when you're like, I really got to get things going. But really, when you think about your career and everything, it's only been, what, a year? A year and a half now?
Yeah, like a year.
Yeah. And for me, it was about 4 years ago. Yeah, about that. I guess it was, yeah, 4 years ago or so. So, you know, it's like, I feel like you're where I was 4 years ago, you know, or 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I
well, I think we kind of came to the realization at the same time. It just took me longer to actually get it going.
Yeah.
A large reason was I realized, okay, I need to go back to school.
Yeah.
What am I going to go back to school for? I don't want to go without some idea, without some sense of direction. I don't want to go and just take general ed and then be like, okay, well, now what? Like, I needed some end goal, something, some form of direction I could kind of look at instead of just plopping myself in there and having no idea where I was going.
And I think that kind of goes back to what we actually touched on in last episode. Is the passion, because when I got to that point where I was like, I have to graduate college and I need to do it now, I was like, I want to be an English major. You know, I knew right away because that was a passion. As for you, you know, we've talked about your passion before and your I should say, lack of passion.
Well, it was a funny thing that I have found my passion, which is archery, but I can't really make a living off of it. I'm, you know, not an Olympic level archer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I most likely will not be an Olympic level archer. So it's just more of what job can I find that can support that passion?
Yeah, and but that's kind of where I am with education. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that is my support beam to my writing. And even if I never become, you know, a full-time author, I'm never going to stop writing and I'll always have a job to go to. So that's kind of like the same thing with you. Even if, I mean, you know, with archery, it's like maybe someday you'll be able to make, you know, a little money, you know, be it owning a shop or whatever you'd want to do.
Well, technically, I am making a little money now.
Yeah.
I am $15 an hour, and I am proud to say that everyone I've given a lesson to so far has hit the bullseye at least once in the first on their first lesson.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, now you'll have to give me a lesson because I've never hit a bullseye.
No, you. Well, it took
just
you,
kidding.
It took you a few weeks, but you finally got one.
No,
I get people to hit it in their first hour.
I got one bullseye the first night. It was thanks to I forgot the exact words, but it was something
hit
to
the bullseye.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It was something like that, but it was a really simple direction by the amazing
Peter.
Peter, yeah.
You know, okay, so, you know, just to stray off topic, but while staying on topic, one thing I miss about being a kid, toys.
I was just going to go there.
Yeah, like, Legos are probably the closest thing to a toy that I can still get some form of enjoyment out of. But, like, anything else, like an action figure, it does nothing for me.
Oh, I know.
It's just like, how I used to love them, and I'm just like, now it's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
I do want to touch on Legos. I actually have a story to share, and I was just about to bring up Legos. That's what's funny about it. But I also want to touch on the action figures. I still get that excitement when I buy an action figure, but then the second I have it purchased, I'm like, well, what am I going to do with it now?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to collect it, but it's like, it's just going to go somewhere, and then in, you know, 5 years when I'm going through, I'll be like, ooh, this is awesome, and then I'll be like, but what now? I'm not going to, you know.
I guess we lose that, like, childlike imagination where you can, like, create a scenario and really, like, run with it and have fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, I still have that, but...
But that goes more to your writing. That's not something that you can, like, you know, do for, like, 45 minutes on the floor with, you know, another action figure and have a just great time by yourself.
I was just going to say, I can still do that. Like, I've been building a lot of Legos in the last year, and I have acted out a few, you know, but it's, like, 2 minutes, you know? It's not hours and hours. Like, the kids that, like I said, I'm working with five-year-olds, and they just, this one kid in particular... he would just sit there and play with Legos, and, like, he has a police boat bottom, like a base, and all of a sudden... Oh, no, actually, he wasn't even using that at the time. All he was using was a long, wide, thin piece, and he built a spaceship out of it. It didn't look anything like a spaceship. It had, like, other... I mean, it didn't look like anything. And he was just playing. He actually had that piece for days that he was playing with it, and that was his spaceship. You know what I mean? Mm. And I'm just kind of like... Yeah, that doesn't look like a spaceship.
But in his world,
yeah,
it is just an amazing spaceship.
I know, it really that is.
It can just destroy, like, anything.
Yeah, and then every time he would add something, he'd add, like, I don't know, there's this metal piece. I don't even think it belongs with the Legos. It's, like, just this metal thing. It looked like a motorcycle's exhaust. He would just be like, this is my new gun. And I'm like, yeah, that's not a gun. And I have a good imagination for an adult, but still it's like, I play along with him. Don't get me wrong. I don't really say that to him.
Yeah, but you're not genuinely having fun at the same level that he's having. Exactly. And that's what kind of sucks. It's like we lose that ability to just have fun with our imaginations at that level.
Yeah. And so that brings me to my Lego story. What sucks about growing up is that when you buy a Lego, people ask you who you're buying it for. And I'm like, I'm buying it for myself, but they always think I'm just kidding.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong to buy it for yourself. However, a similar story, it's you're not going to have as much fun with it as a kid's going to have fun with it. Because chances are you're going to put it together properly how it, you know, that specific model was meant for, like if... You know, like, what was the one giant Star Wars thing you have?
The Imperial Destroyer.
Yeah. So you built it according to how it was supposed to be built. And now it just sits on the shelf. You don't play with it. You don't take it out, you know, on missions or anything like that.
I will admit, I played with that one for probably a half hour to 45 minutes when I first built it.
Which, to me... sounds so bizarre to me that you were able to get that much joy out of it after having built it.
It was, but you know what? Now that I think of it, it wasn't like imagination. It was more like acting out. I mean, I know they're similar, but it was more like, I don't know. And I also I actually really had fun doing this. Desiree, my wife, just recently for my birthday bought me another Lego that was the final scene of Return of the Jedi, where Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker are fighting and the Emperor's there. You know, where he throws him down the shaft and everything? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, anyway. Yeah. So it's that scene. And I genuinely replayed the whole scene while Desiree was listening to me. From the time Luke Skywalker goes into the building till the time Darth Vader dies and he takes off the mask.
So, okay, two things on that one. One, it's just like I can't see myself getting that same amount of joy out of it as an adult as I would have as a kid. As a kid, a woman just, oh my god, that sounds amazing. And two, it's kind of interesting that I guess it's more that you've two been married so long that you are comfortable enough to do that in front of another person.
I know, and it is kind of weird. And but the thing is, would I have done that if she wasn't there? And the answer is no.
Really?
No.
I figured you probably would have done it like a little more hardcore if she wasn't there.
No, and that's the thing. No, trust me. she said at the end, she was just smiling. She, I wish I had recorded that. But no, I actually, and what's funny is, like, I started out just kind of like messing around, like, haha, I'm just joking around. But then I genuinely got into it, and then it was like really fun to do it. And then when I actually stopped, I was like, what did I just do? You know what I mean? And I was like, I would never do that again. But I also thought about it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that unless she was watching. It was like a performance for her.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that also goes back to what you just said about us being together for a long time and all that stuff. To finish my Lego story real quick, and then we can move on to other ideas. So we had just gone to the Lego store at the local mall, and I bought this was actually one of the they had they probably still have them, but they had like these level 1, level 2, level 3 quote-unquote training Legos. And they're all really cool. They build really cool stuff. So this was when I finally stopped buying them because they got too expensive, I was on like level 4 or 5. But anyway, so I had bought one of those, and we went to eat at I don't remember what restaurant it was, but we went to eat at the restaurant, and I carried the bag in there, and the person who sat us, you know, I took the Lego bag in there and stuff. The person who sat us there goes, oh, is that for you? All sarcastic. And I said, yep. He goes, ha, ha, ha. Well, I hope whoever you got bought it for has fun with it. And I'm like, you know, I don't really care. I was like, whatever, it's for me. But, you know, this topic we brought up, that reminded me of that. It's like, you know, I missed the time where it was like, it was an excitement by, even though I know it was I know now it's a feigned excitement, but it's like people around you were excited when you got something new. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, it's like my dad, I don't care if he, or my mom, I don't care if she, they didn't care what I was playing with. When I got something new, especially my mom, that's a good example. I got a new action figure. My mom didn't care about that, but she feigned excitement for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I miss that. I miss that. I guess it's
kind of that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Only now, if someone did it like that, I'd feel like an idiot, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you recognize it now. That's like, oh, that's how you know, talk to a kid to, you know, pretend that you're excited for them and all that. Because most times they can't really, you know, tell that.
Yeah,
that's not genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, it's hard to be really genuinely excited for a kid getting a new toy.
Yeah, because I want the new toy.
I want to be able to enjoy the toy. It's just like, all right, this is kind of neat. I'll put it back on the off now.
Yeah, no, and 90% of the time I'm like that. But that story about me acting that out was actually the only time I think that I genuinely felt like I was having fun playing with the Legos since I started getting back into Legos a couple years ago. Hmm. Yeah.
Nerf guns still seem to be, you know, fun for the adults, though.
You know, I'm not really into them.
Really?
I mean, I like them, but it's the same kind of thing we're talking about with Legos. I got this amazing, 2 years ago for Christmas, I got this amazing Nerf gun, and it's the, I don't know if I ever showed you, but the sniper rifle one?
I think I've seen those. But the thing is, do you have other people to shoot at?
Yeah.
And, like, with?
True. And, but even when I thought about it, because I used to work at EA, and they used to have Nerf fights, I'm just like, I just can't see myself doing that.
Really, I could totally see myself doing something like that.
See, I could see myself playing Legos with another adult. So
that you're on your own. Maybe, get Desiree. I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, it would have to be a female. I couldn't do it with a guy. That'd be too weird.
Okay.
I don't even mean in like a. I mean, just a friend. I'd be fine with, but not. It couldn't be a guy. It'd have to be a girl.
Yeah, that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, no role playing with other guys for me.
Two grown men playing Legos together. I don't know about that.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea for a YouTube show.
Oh, jeez.
Two
grown men playing Legos. Is that the channel that you want to make with
yes,
me?
Yes, that's
going to be our... We're going to do that? Oh, jeez.
That's going to be our new channel.
Oh, God.
That would actually be kind of cool.
That would,
I mean, maybe. Cool as in a YouTube channel, not... I mean, it would be cool to do, too, but... What else?
Okay, so we covered toys. Cartoons.
I'm...
Okay, so I think you're a little bit different, because it's... for me, it's like, again, this is kind of the same thing. A lot, like, maybe it's a little different now, because whenever I see, like, my nephews watching cartoons, they definitely seem a little more sophisticated, in a sense, than what we grew up with in the 90s. Like, I feel like the story is probably a little bit better, the acting is a little bit better, or the voice acting is a bit better. It's just, it doesn't seem as cheesy as what we grew up with.
Well, but, that's the 90s.
Yeah, so I think that may be a time difference, but either way, I still don't see myself turning on Cartoon Network, not that I even watch cable anymore at all. Yeah. I'm not talking about Adult Swim, I'm talking like 3 p.m. in the afternoon, just turning on like Cartoon Network or the Disney Channel or something and watching it, whatever's on, and genuinely enjoying it.
Okay, so there's something, to me, there's something about the simplicity of a well-made kids, not kids, but preteen, teen show that I actually do still like. Cartoons in general are different. They have to be aimed more at the older. I'm not like a big fan of like, what's that one called? Caillou or whatever. My niece loves that show.
No idea.
Yeah, it's for like, you know, 1 and 2 year olds. Caillou, my niece, her favorite show in the world. But like, I'm talking about ones that are a well made one that's for like, you know, your double digit kids, your 10 and up. I actually like the simplicity of them.
So, I'm starting to think Desiree married a man child.
Sometimes,
because I can't agree with you on a lot of this stuff. It's just like, maybe that's why I'm a little more bitter about like a whole, oh, being an adult sucks. I mean, I miss when I was able to enjoy those, you know, childlike things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, your life sucks. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, then again, it also may have to do with the fact that, you know, you're around a lot of, were around a lot of preteens.
Yeah.
And now you're around with kids even younger.
Yeah. So, and I do think that had a huge impact on me working with, 11 to 13 year olds over the last 2 years. And it really, it brought me back into a time where I was in middle school. And the nice part was, and this is kind of, so this is kind of a positive of, being grown up. It brought me into a time when I was in middle school, but without all the drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, there were times where those kids tried to bring me into the drama. Not, like, literally bring me in, but, like, bring me in as a third party. And I'm just like, why are you arguing over such stupid things? But I'm thinking to myself, I was probably arguing about that when I was their age. But it's, like, dumb now. It doesn't make any sense. So I guess that's, yeah.
So I think I've become so detached with that younger generation. Because at first, being that I'm a regular at the range I go to, there are a lot of teenage girls that come in there. And I actually just recently learned that it's because they get excused from PE if they go to the range 3 hours a week.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know. I wish I got to do that. Yeah, I know. I'm just like, holy crap. I get to skip PE and I get to, you know, do archery?
I had to fake an asthma attack to get out of PE.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, you know, I've become friends with some of these, you know, teenage girls, and the thing is, I don't look at them as teenage girls. Oh, okay, that sounds really bad.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's more of, you know, it's just like, hey, it's just another person at the range that, you know, comes frequently, and say, it's just another person to talk to, another person to be friends with.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's been brought to my attention a couple times, like, oh, you know, she's a minor, right? I'm like, we're just friends. I'm not trying to hook up with her. It's just like I kind of like, I guess, forget that, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, no.
That some people can look at it and think, oh, it's kind of weird that 30-year-old is friends with the 16-year-old.
Well, and you know, that's a stigma in our society right now. But I totally agree. And the thing is that a lot of people do look at that and kind of go, well, why would you want to be friends with someone like that?
Like,
you know,
well, yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, well, let's see. We're both regulars at the same range. Clearly, we have something in common.
Exactly. You have something in common. It's actually funny. I just saw a random picture of Seinfeld when he was 30, I don't know how old he was, but he was in his 30s, and he had a 17-year-old girlfriend. Now, I know that's his girlfriend, but so that is not as good.
Yeah.
Not as...
age difference.
Yeah. But the thing is, it was like, he would actually treat her like an equal. He would treat her, you know, when he went out with her, you know, and people would be like, that's disgusting, you know, why are you with a kid and all this stuff? And he's just like, look, we have a lot in common. I don't look at the age. I just look at the person. And so that to me is kind of like what you're talking about. I mean, you're not dating any of them, but it's the same thing. It's like you have something in common. You don't need to worry about age because you're not doing anything that is restricted by age. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the thing. It's just like it's a genuine shared interest of the hobby, and that's – you know, like, yeah, that's the thing. It's not like I go and specifically talk to, you know, the teenage girls. It's just really, it's only a couple of them that I do talk to only because they're very social. And there are ones that are there that just kind of keep to themselves, so I don't talk to them.
Yep, yep.
Well, so, regardless, it was brought to my attention. It's like, oh, you know, she's a minor, right? I'm just like, I'm just talking to her. I'm not asking her, like, hey, you want to, you know... That, meet up sometime, yeah. You know, and like
that actually,
you know, grab some dinner or something.
That actually brings me to an interesting adult life sucks one that I actually totally experience quite often. And you may or may not, I mean, whatever, is that the younger you are, and I don't mean, well, I guess, yeah, the younger you are, the more benefit of a doubt. Or the more, the more benefit of doubt you get.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like I was getting weird looks because of, most likely because of my age. It's like I had some sinister intent.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way. If you were 80-year-old, if you saw an 80-year-old talking to the 17-year-old, 16-year-old.
Honestly, I would think the 80-year-old's just being nice. Well, just being social, just being friendly. Okay.
And I probably would too, but most people wouldn't. And then it's like the younger you get. So at 30, they're kind of like, well, what's this guy doing? But it's not like they're not looking at you horribly. But if you were 80-year-old doing it, they'd probably think, oh, what, this disgusting, dirty old man. You know what I mean?
That's kind of interesting because I'm looking at more – there's more of a curve. Like once you start getting into your mid-20s, you know, it becomes like weirder and weirder until probably – about 50, and then it comes back down, and then once you're in your 60s or 70s, it's like, oh, it's just some, you know, some older person, because, I mean, we're not talking about gender specific here, so just some older person, you know, being friendly, being social, you know, it's, you know,
nothing to do. That's interesting.
Where it's like, oh, if they're between 30 and 40, or 30 and 50, they're some, you know, pervert, and, like, they're up to something.
That's definitely interesting. I don't have an answer for that, or I don't have a comeback, or not comeback, you know what I'm saying. I don't have a...
response?
Thank you. I it's been a long week. I don't have a really response for that. That's something that does actually make me think. But, my point is, you know, it sucks that, you know, when you do get into your 20s and 30s and 40s, especially in your 20s, 30s and 40s, people just don't give you that benefit of the doubt. It's kind of like...
Yeah, like every decision that you make was, or every action you do was a pre-planned decision.
Yeah, yeah. As where, you know, when you get to back into like 23, 22, 21, it's like, oh, well, you should know better, but you know what? It wasn't that bad. And then,
well, that's also why, like I was saying, that I still felt like I was a kid at those things.
And then
maybe because I would get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like, oh, well, I didn't even do anything yet. And people are already like kind of like jumping the gun on me.
Yeah, because if you were 23 looking at talking to a 17-year-old.
Looking? Wow.
Yeah. It would still be, they might still kind of go, well, why, you know, but at the same time, it's, oh, well, it's not that bad, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, but then you go even younger, you go into your teens, and it, all of a sudden it's like, oh,
well,
it's a,
whatever.
Yeah, and then you go even younger, preteen, it's like, oh, you don't even know what you're doing. And then you go to kids, it's like, oh, they definitely don't know what they're doing. Which I don't agree with, which is total a very big misnomer, but that's a whole nother episode.
So I guess, you know, back on topic, the part that sucks about growing up, then yeah, it's not getting that benefit of the doubt. It's catching shit for, you know, things that are either innocent or taken out of context or just it, things get twisted around. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to, you know, the people you associate with has to be very, like, limited. And, like, looking at things like the workplace, you know, you have to be very politically correct. You can't say a lot of things. You can't do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't make a lot of jokes. And, like, you know, so now that I'm working at the range, you know, I make a lot of jokes with Peter. And, like, I say things that, I don't know how many times this week he said, I would say something. He said, I'm not going to go there.
You said that?
No, he said, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, well.
Like, for example, like, he had me drilling these 2x4s.
I'm not going to go there.
He had me drilling holes in these 2x4s. And the thing is, like, the drill he gave me, mm-hmm. so it was actually cutting out, like, a 2-inch diameter hole into it.
Okay.
And I was having issues with it. Like, it just wouldn't cut. It was just spinning around in the same spot. And when I told him that, I'm just like, yeah, I've been drilling this for like 2-3 minutes, and I haven't made any progress. He's like, oh, well, just, you know, you don't have to push, don't push in so hard. I'm like, that's what she said. And then he would say, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, like, you know, in most places, most workplaces and other environments like that, you can't say those things. And that kind of, you know, it's kind of sucky thing about being an adult. If you're a kid, if you're like a 15-year-old kid, he said that, it's like, oh, you know, huh, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it was inappropriate, but I'll let it go, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, being an adult saying it in the wrong company is like, oh, all right, I guess I need to look for a new job.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. And I couldn't work long-term in a place that I couldn't be myself. I don't mean, like, going crazy, but, like, I am with my friends, but, you know, they're, you have to have a certain amount of comfortability to stay in a place for a long time. You know what I mean?
Especially, like, with my personality. Like, I like to make a lot of, like, I appreciate lowbrow humor.
Yes, you
and
do.
And the thing is, you know, that's generally not acceptable in most workplaces. It's not professional, and it's just, like, it sucks to have to suppress part of who you are.
Yeah, exactly. That actually brings me to a story about you that I still remember that I always found funny. Very first time we started playing online game together. It's years and years ago.
Oh, jeez.
I believe it was Rift. I could be wrong.
Oh,
jeez.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know where you're going.
So, well, I don't remember the exact joke, so if you remember it, you can tell me. But what I remember is you... me saying, are you offering your what was it, TeamSpeak, or was it Vent?
It was probably Vent.
Okay, Vent server that we could use, and you said something, because we weren't like close friends. We just started talking again, and you had kind of said something like, just to let you know, like if we use that and I talk in there and I'm in your guild and all this stuff, that I'm gonna say some random things and they're probably going to be very dry sarcasm. And, you know, you basically told me, like, you're going to say some things that might upset people. And I'm like...
Very unpolitically correct
stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I really don't care. Because that particular guild I had created as an adult-only guild. So I'm like, I really don't care, because if anyone has a problem, they can leave the guild. And I don't remember what the first thing you said to some guild members was, but it was something that... I remember being silent on vent and going, oh my god, I can't believe you just said that.
I don't remember specifically which incident this
is. And I knew you were kidding, but I swear some of the people on there took you seriously, and I'm just like, I didn't really care that much, but I was just like, you weren't kidding when you said that you were going to say something that was pretty off the wall.
At that point, I was really... a big fan of shock humor.
Yeah.
And just kind of like just saying stuff like, what can I say to really catch people off guard?
Yeah.
And that was actually the goal. It's like 99% of the things I said, I didn't mean. It was just more of what's like, how can I top the last thing I said?
Yeah.
And like, I remember one time, in WoW during a raid, I kept getting bugged by, you know, one of my friends. He's like, yeah, Vent's so quiet. You know, say something. I'm just like, what do you want me to say? He's like, I don't know anything. It's just this dead silent here. We need something. So I was just randomly out of nowhere. I said, so is anybody here a registered sex offender? And Vent was not quiet from the rest of the night.
That sounds familiar. So I think you might have said something very similar.
I probably repeated that because of, you know, it was so successful that one time.
Yeah, that sounds so familiar. So I think it was something very close to that. Yeah. But you know what? Those times playing Rift wouldn't have been the same, or any of the games I played with you, without your humor.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's like, who asks that kind of question? Like, no one. Like, no one asks, like, oh, are you a registered sex offender? It's like, out of nowhere. It's making the jokes and having fun with the things that people normally, I guess, essentially aren't allowed to do.
Yeah.
And really, you can only get away with as a kid among your, you know, friends. You know, you would still get in trouble, you know, if you're like, you know, in middle school and you said something like that in a class or something. But it probably wouldn't get you expelled.
No,
it would get you fired.
Oh, from
the job, but it won't get you expelled from school. You'll probably get in trouble, but that's the thing.
How about this? In elementary school, I remember. Me and my friends used to hang out under the I'm talking about like third grade. Me and my friends, all boys, used to hang out under the playground because we could look up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Now you do that at work, and you'd go to jail.
Oh, jeez. That's not good.
Yeah.
Or, no, if you're an adult, you do that at a playground.
That's what I was going to say.
That's
that
even
too.
Worse.
I was going to say that, too. That's definite jail. And a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
All right, we better wrap this up. This has been one of the most rabbit hole episodes I think we've had.
Hole.
Exactly. Before we – well, actually, no. Let's go ahead and go to our off-topic picks. You can go ahead and start because I want to end the episode not with that randomness that you bring to it.
Okay. Well, this one is actually somewhat relevant. So one thing, I mean, I guess it doesn't really apply to us because we still play video games, but...
No, we never got into video games in this
country. Yeah, I don't think it's probably as enjoyable. Some of those games are not as enjoyable. Like the old school Super Mario Brothers, the old school Sonic, we probably wouldn't enjoy them as much. We probably wouldn't be playing them hours on end like we used to.
But if you're
interested in playing those old games... for, you know, hours on end, not just those games, but a plethora of other games. I just today was informed of this website, letsplaysnes.com, and it's exactly what it sounds like. You can play a bunch of the old, just not only the SNES, but I guess Sega, because Sonic's on here. Although it's not, doesn't look like the same version of Sonic that was on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
It's some online version. But I played like Super Street Fighter 2, and I went 0-2 and quit. And there's Bomberman, there's Prince of Persia, Super Mario RPG. There's a bunch of stuff here. So if you are one of those ones that can still enjoy those old school games, Let's play SNES.com.
I thought you were going to talk about the other thing you had told me about.
What other thing?
The video that you showed me.
Oh, that's... Yeah, but I saw this one. I think this is a little more...
Yeah, no, this is actually pretty
this
awesome.
This is a little bit more appropriate.
So, yeah, actually, this is interesting because I've been to this website before. And I honestly don't know how they do it because it's not just straight emulation. Because I thought that's what it was. It's emulation, but the game, like you just said, the game is not exactly the same as it was on the consoles. So I'm really not sure how they did it, but it's pretty interesting. Definitely worth a check out if you want. And I'm playing Mega Man X2 right now.
on that site?
Yeah. Yeah, write it, Mega Man. Okay, that didn't sound right.
Oh, not gonna go there.
Yeah, not gonna go there. So yeah, my I just totally messed myself up by saying that. My off-topic pick this week is actually a podcast that I want to promote. It's a really, really good podcast. Really, really well done. The guy who runs the podcast has a background in sound. And he does...
I use one of those.
Yeah.
That's one of the senses I use.
Yeah. He does an amazing job with his sound quality. And the thing is, for the podcast, it's a necessity. I couldn't, and I know I haven't said what it is yet, but I couldn't see listening to a podcast like this unless the quality was this good. And that's a high praise coming from me, because I'm the first to admit that most podcasts, even my own, could use higher quality sound. But I will say that this podcast is one of the best sounding podcasts I've ever heard. And the subject is history of the Americas. History of the Americas military. So this is... Yeah, and, you know, I'm not a big history fan, but the way this podcast is done actually makes me want to listen to it. I've only listened to one episode so far. There's only 9 episodes, but I've only listened to one episode so far. But this is something that I could see, especially if I was still commuting, this is something that I could see listening to, because he, even though he tells it in a way that is very factual, he also does it in a way that makes me want to listen. You know what I mean? So his tagline is telling the history and stories of our country through the eyes of those who served to protect it. And the official title is American Military History Podcast. And you can get to it at AmericanMilitaryHistoryPodcast.com. And again, this is a great podcast to listen to if you are pretty much anybody. I mean, honestly, I can't think of anybody that I would not recommend listen to this if they were interested. And if you're like me and don't really care too much about learning about history, this might be
just
actually...
you.
Huh?
Just you.
What do you mean? Oh, you too?
Yeah.
This actually might be a good way to go about it. So he's still in the Revolutionary War era. And let me just read some of the topics that he's gone through already. Episode 1 was the Stamp Act, Sons of Liberty, and British Troops in Boston. Episode 2 is the Boston Massacre and Tea Party stuff. Episode 3, he talks about military tactics and technology of the 1700s. And episode 4 is Paul Revere. What else? Episode 5, Battle of Lexington. Episode 6, Siege of Boston. And that's the one I listened to, actually. It was really cool. And then episode... Where is it? 7 is George Washington. All about George Washington. And then 8 and 9 are about the Battle of Bunker Hill, which is obviously a very major battle. So definitely check it out. It's
so, yeah. If anything, it sounds like then it's not so much the content, it's the presentation.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the stories he's telling, it's the way he's telling them. Yeah.
So he's like Morgan Freeman.
Okay, not quite Morgan Freeman, but yes, he has a
lot.
Well,
Morgan Freeman, he can talk about anything, I'll listen.
Yeah, no, I know. And so, yeah, I mean, if this I think what turned me onto this podcast so much once I was brought aware of it is simply the fact that if I could have learned history this way when I was in high school, I probably wouldn't hate history. And that's pretty strong to say, I think. Hmm. So I'm definitely feel like this is good for pretty much anybody to listen to. Each episode, I think they're about an hour long. Let me play one, or let me queue one up and see. Okay, so I think they're actually less than an hour. The one I listened to was... okay. Yeah, so they're less than an hour. They're more like 15 minutes to a half hour each episode.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, the one I listened to was only 17 minutes. The newest one is a half hour. So, you know, they're about that range. And, I mean, you learn a whole important lesson on history in 20 minutes of listening to it. You don't even have to read if you don't want to.
Reading's hard.
It is. So, definitely, you can also check them out on iTunes, I know for sure. I'm not sure if they're anywhere else, but iTunes and their website, I'm going to say again, AmericanMilitaryHistoryPodcast.com. And if I continue to like this actually might be one of the podcasts that we promote more. But we'll see how it goes. So that's it for this episode. Before we said au revoir, I wanted to talk a little about what's going to happen in the next couple months. So the reason we slowed down on recording was simply because I got a new job and everything. And we haven't slowed down too much. I think we've missed 1 week here. But we've also slowed down on our content. And that's for a few reasons. One is both of, or I should say both of them are me and Elliot have been really busy. Elliot with his archery and...
I just got two new bows. Well, essentially two new.
Oh, okay.
Well, the only thing I'm missing for my third bow is another riser.
That's what I was going to say.
I literally have, like, you know, double, extra set of limbs, extra string, extra everything except for a riser. So,
interesting.
Chances are, later down this year, I'll probably just get another riser and solidify the whole third bow.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you know, Elliot's been doing a lot of that, and that's taking a lot of his time because it's not just archery. You know, as we talked about last episode, it's the social, it's the now working and everything else.
Yeah, too. And now I'm a certified level one instructor.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations.
Which, that I find kind of interesting that the test was really easy. Like, I missed one question out of, like, 60-something,
I think. Not surprised, honestly.
No, it was technically 84 questions, and I missed one. But here's the thing. A level one instructor, to take the class, you don't need any experience. You could become a level one instructor without ever having picked up a bow before.
Okay, that's kind of weird. But I was going to say, I bet it's not hard, and that really confirms it.
Yeah, everyone was telling me that, you know, I probably already know the answers to, like, 60% of the exam just from having, you know, done archery for a couple months.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking I could probably even get a good portion right, and I haven't even been, you know, studying like you.
Yeah, but you still kind of suck at it.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. I know what I'm doing, at least. I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's cool. So anyway, so the reason I brought that up is because I really want to push forward on this podcast, and I really want to start delivering some of the promises that we had talked about, including more guests and some broader topics, because a lot of the topics, I think the last four, maybe even five episodes, have been very personal topics, and that's great and all, and we get more listeners every time we release an episode, and thank you for listening. But we do want to do some more broad topics. I actually want to get into some theoretical science topics. And I know both me and you are kind of interested in those kind of things.
Oh, you know what would be a horrific episode that I would hate doing?
What?
Something about the upcoming elections.
So, 2 weeks from now, we're going to do election talk. No, I'm kidding. No, one thing we will not do.
That was my head on the desk.
Yeah, one thing we'll not do on this podcast is political talk. Well, we might talk religion, but not politics, because neither of us care to.
I ran out of shits a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I tried to order some more shits. It's just they're back ordered. They're backed up.
Yeah.
All the shits backed up.
Oh, God. Yeah, so hopefully our podcast will get more highbrow than this. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, no, we're gonna have some more serious topics, some more thoughtful topics. But I hope you have enjoyed. And if you have any topic that you would suggest for us, we're always open. You can email us at almostrelevantpodcast.com. Our website is almostrelevantpodcast.com. I'm sorry. Email is almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. I was like, I just repeated myself. Website is almostrelevantpodcast.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/almostrelevantpodcast. And as for Twitter, you can follow me, where I tweet all the episodes, and I tweet a lot of random stuff, too, and that's at Soul Scribbler. Actually, speaking of that, since this episode will come out probably only a few weeks prior to this, I am going to be doing a few giveaways in the coming month, 2 months, on my Twitter. Not specifically for Almost Relevant, but hey, I'm going to use every outlet to promote it. And so if you want to make sure you're part of that, follow me at Almost... or. Follow me at Soul Scribbler on Twitter, and that way you'll know when it happens.
Don't look at me to give away stuff. I just spent over $1,000 on two bows.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, so I'm not giving away anything. Sorry.
He's giving away his...
I'll give away my debt. You want to pay my debt?
He's giving away advice. Don't buy that many bows at once.
No, buy that many bows. Just don't suck with them.
Yeah, that's true. All right, thanks for listening, and we will see you in a couple weeks. So, yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John Emilio at johnemilio.com. And blast the cure and the snoots, it's the flask to her lips. Takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space. Climbs up the fire escape, steps into a bedroom and crashes onto a bed. Stockings from her legs. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. On her goggles and a bowler hat, she checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocking back. She laces her purple boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and her Tesla gun. But she used to be a gawking, now she's a steam. Gaslight imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead, she opts a flight to a sci-fi